All right, cool. And then, by the way, how would you like to be referred to in the episode? I should ask you before we start recording.
I mean, teching or Matt is fine either way. Okay. I don't really get offended either or.
Okay, so we'll call you Macking.
Macking is fine. Yeah, or Tat.
Oh, I love it.
Tat.
Tat is pretty good.
Tet.
Matt 101.
I
Matt
love
101.
It.
Yeah, I'm
no
a 101st person named Matt. I was actually kind of sad because Matthew Perry died yesterday, and I
that
never
was so sad. That was so crazy, right?
I never watched Friends, but I'm like, a Matthew has died.
I've never watched Friends, but I'm familiar with the concept of having friends.
Yeah, I am too. I think. Yeah.
I've heard people mention it.
Jordan, you're my friend.
Aw,
David,
that's nice.
You're my friend too.
Oh, Jordan had the opportunity to just roast the fuck out of me.
That's okay. I'm a little tired. Like I went to the Ren Fair last night with Steph. Lot of fun. 4 hours of walking. My legs were hating me at the end.
Steph is Jordan's girlfriend, by the way.
Yes. I figured somebody that is probably your significant other or friend named Stephanie. Yes.
Yeah.
I went to a haunted house last night.
Whoa.
And
fuck
it was
yeah.
fun. It was like, well, it wasn't a haunted house. It was like part of a house in a cornfield, and they take you up in like, because I live out in the country. I live out in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you're
so,
in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. So it's very rural. It's a place called Haunted Hollow. And
oh, hell yeah.
It was fun, but like, I get car sick really easily, and it's like an hour and a half drive out there, and I should have taken a fucking Dramamine, and I didn't. And by the time we get there, I'm already kind of like...
So are you close... When you say PA, are you closer to, like, Lancaster or
I live
Harrisburg?
In Blair County, which is near west central-ish part of the state. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours from Pittsburgh. Definitely closer to Pittsburgh than Philly.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
I'm on the other side of the state where I'm a lot closer to Philly, so...
Yeah, that's...
Do you go to... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you go to Pittsburgh much?
Oh, yeah. I go there for... I'm actually going there in a couple weeks for a Steeler game.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Me and my mom are going to the Green Bay game. But, yeah, I go there. There's an anime convention called Techo that's there in July, and there's another one called Sengawa that's... I actually just got invited to on Friday. That's an email I haven't responded to yet. So that's the thing. That's like, oh, we want you to come to Sengawa for February for an anime thing. And I'm like, okay. And that was like 3 days ago I got that email. So it's just like, it takes a while for me to
what
respond
are you,
to things.
When you get invited, honored. What do you usually talk about? Or
I just sit in front of a room and just is like, okay, taking questions. Just talk about whatever.
That is so awesome. Jordan and I tried to apply to Otakon, but they didn't pick us, unfortunately. But hopefully one day we'll get to go to a convention.
One day when we're
bigger.
Well,
you could go. It's just that,
We went. But it'd be cool to like have a panel, you know?
It's strange because it depends on the size of the con. If it's like a really big con, like I went to Anime Expo last year and I feel like we barely got, it was the whole D&D crew. So it was five of us and like Rustage and Noble have over 1 million subscribers. Like if we pull all of our numbers together, we had like over 5 million subscribers.
Holy
but
crap.
I think even then we barely got a panel on the very last day.
the panels at Otakon this year were very disappointing.
Yeah, there was like one of them was like very not well researched and presented, and we were like what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, there was one that was like greatest anime asses of history where it was
I made the best boobs in One Piece video, so I don't really have a place to say anything about that, but
no, I went to see it. But it was like, it was literally, because the premise was it's like, which real life Japanese historical figure got adapted into an anime girl with the best ass?
It's a very specific.
Very specific. The problem was that it was just one guy reading off of Wikipedia articles about the fucking historical figure, and it's
so
like, oh,
yeah,
you get
those a lot. Like at Techo where I go, it's not really, I mean, it's a big convention for the area, but like it's pretty much anybody can do a panel. If you just like apply early enough, you can get a panel.
Nice.
Yeah, and but for that reason there's also a lot of people that just like, you know, aren't really familiar with how to like present, and it just comes off as really awkward. There's some people like, there's a traveling like game show people, like they do Anime Jeopardy, Anime Family Feud, and I did that last year and that was really fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
Are you going to Anime Expo this year?
Well, it was in July this year.
Oh, was it? Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm getting that confused with what is the one that's in New York City?
It's Comic-Con. There's Comic-Con, and then there's another anime one, but I can't remember what
actually. Yeah, one's coming up in like 2 weeks, so that's why I was curious, because I was going to say,
I always get invited to that
City,
one,
so it's always cool to get to see people when they're passing through.
Oh, I was just saying last night to my friend, I want to go back to New York City, because it's been like 10 years since I've been there.
Oh, dude, yeah, Deb, yep. If you need recommendations, let me know. Yeah, my friend was just passing through, so I sent him like 20 restaurant recommendations. He's like, dude, I'm here for like 2 days. And I'm like, yeah, it's just good to have them, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Oh, man.
And then what's up?
So I will also say, Tekking, I discovered that you did a Nuzlocke of my favorite Pokemon ROM hack, Crystal Clear.
Oh, Crystal. That was probably the best one I've ever done in my entire life. That was a lot of fun.
What a great ROM hack.
It's great. And I remember that one. And I just remember making... Prism or Crystal Clear?
Crystal Clear.
Okay, that was the other one. I think Prism was the one I liked the most, but Crystal Clear is probably like number two. I really like that one. Yeah.
Crystal Clear, for those who don't know, is a ROM hack to make Pokemon more open world.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. It's Crystal, but like you can start in any city you want. And the gym leaders actually scale with your level and stuff, which kind of wish Game Freak was able to do at this point.
Right. I mean, like, they kind of did that. And, like, Violet and Scarlet, it's kind of like that, where you could kind of do them in any order you want. But I don't think they scale in that game.
Because
I remember I skipped over, like, I went from like the first gym in Violet all the way to like the fifth gym. And then I just kind of cleaned that up and then went back to 2, 3, and 4. I'm like, oh, these aren't a challenge at all. Okay.
No. Oh, Game Freak.
It's so annoying how there's so much potential in making a really good Pokemon game, but they have zero interest of like really making like a high budget Pokemon.
Well, the issue is that the way their business model works, they have to put out a new Pokemon game like
3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Well, the mainline Pokemon game every 3 years. There's a bunch of side stuff that comes out. Like, they're remaking probably Black and White coming up next.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. I can't believe that. Now we're finally getting to the remakes of games I didn't even play.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. I stopped playing after Gen 3. And then 4 or 5, I didn't play. And then Gen 6 in 2013, when X and Y came out, that's when I got back into it. And I played since. Yeah.
I had, I played Diamond and White. And then but they didn't leave that big of an impression on me. And then I became unable to afford Pokemon games and did not have a 3DS.
By the way, related note, my friend yesterday just won like the Toronto Championship. In the Pokemon TCG, so his sister posted a photo of her watching him on TV and him being crowned the champion, which I thought was really cool.
Amazing.
Right?
He became the champion faster than Ash did. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, Tekking.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you play Yu-Gi-Oh! What do you think about the guy who got pretty far in the recent big tournament using an Exodia deck?
I saw that. I don't follow any like the YCSs or like professional stuff. I just play with Briggs every week. we're in like the 5Ds era right now. We're like progression series, but I did.
That was my era.
I follow SEMO though, and he put a video up about that, and I'm like, okay, that's awesome. I'm glad Exodia is still bringing the wins here in 2023.
I love it because he's like an old guy, so it feels like it's Yugi's grandpa playing.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's a win con. That's all I'm gonna say. You know,
there was a guy like a few years ago who won with like a mill deck that had no sideboard, and so he put like a bunch of stupid shit in his sideboard. I think he had like an original Dark Magician, because there was no changes he could make to his deck.
So that's the thing, man. It's just like Yu-Gi-Oh has like over like 10,000 cards, so you could like pretty much like wait. There's always one that'll sneak through the cracks of like, here's this weird kind of semi-trolling deck, but it's actually really good. It's like, all right, I'm just gonna play that then.
I would love to get into Yu-Gi-Oh! If it wasn't for the fact that the cards are now like a paragraph for card.
That is the problem.
At Comic-Con, one of the judges tried to explain to me how like Link summons and pendulums, and then like midway through he's like, you know what, fuck it. I don't think I have time for the like to fully explain it, and I still don't understand how those mechanics work.
I think Synchros, XZs, and links are relatively simple to understand, but I don't know what they were high on when it came to pendulums, because it's like,
yeah.
I could explain synchros, XZs, and links, I think, in
oh, yeah.
2 to 3 sentences each. Pendulums are going to take a couple paragraphs.
The thing is, like, I started watching 5Ds, the anime, and when you watch the anime, they do a pretty decent job of explaining synchros, although I also think it's really funny that half of that anime is about, like, speed tokens which don't exist in the card game.
I didn't watch 5Ds because that's like that's at the point where I was like getting into high school. I watched like GX and I kind of stopped halfway through there.
GX kind of sucks.
I liked it the first 2 seasons anyway. I mean, after that I kind of just stopped watching it.
Unironically liked 5Ds. I think that was the strongest anime after the, besides the original.
People vote that, I think, is one of the best ones.
The ending was great, even though they kind of wheat chickened out with that twist at the very end of who the final boss was.
Yeah, I didn't watch the ending.
Do you guys want to hear? Or?
I don't care. You go ahead.
So it turns out like during the final duel, this guy's wearing a mask.
Because I'm actually watching it now.
Okay, you'll find out. Okay, Jordan, you message me when you finish. You'd be like, that was so, they wimped out of what would have been a really dope twist at the end. But okay.
Yeah.
But shall we actually get into this again?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
We'll hang out for like an hour. Yeah. But I know I want to be respectful of you guys' time.
Thank you. All
right, so ready? So I'm trying to think if anything's really changed. So I think we changed one thing is we're going to round robin the summary. So attacking, if you can read that last paragraph that starts with the word flare under about the manga.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
And then we're going to still do collapsings in between each section. I forgot to write a 6-word summary for this. I guess I'll write one while we're recording.
Too.
That'll be fun.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool. I think that's about it. And we're just going to kind of just freely talk about the sections. We don't really need section leaders because there's not a ton to talk about. So I think we'll all have ample time to discuss our notes because this was 45 pages.
Gotcha.
Do you have any questions though before we start?
Not really a question. The only thing is, and I noticed this as well because I was reading the like a translated site from Monsters this morning. Mm-hmm. So they write his name as Shirano. I think it's Cyrano. Because it's based off of like a French nobleman by like the same name. Yeah, if you look on the wiki, it actually explains it better.
I'm happy to update our notes, but do you mind just putting in the recording chat how you think it should be spelled?
I was writing it in there. Sorry.
Oh, cool. Okay, I can find and replace it.
That's the way the wiki spells it.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
It has been changed.
Yeah,
perfect.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, cool. That is a very good find. I appreciate that. And that's why we have like a One Piece expert on this episode.
That's the thing with like translations, especially because Monsters, I don't have like an official version of Monsters to read. So it's just the websites and you know, that gets things, you know, translation messed up. I was actually thinking the other day about Oars in Thriller Bark. Way back in the day, his original translated was just Oz because they didn't know how to say it. And I'm like, that actually sounds kind of cooler, but like whatever.
Or, have you know, seen that panel? You know, Zoro and Zolo.
Yes, well, there's a reason
that's a copyright reason.
Yeah.
Have you seen where it's like a absolutely terrible fan translation of Doflamingo's name?
I've seen that one, and if you've ever read Hunter Hunter, Crollo Lucilfer's name is all over the place sometimes. There's a Q in it sometimes. There's like, it's just like, what?
Wait, so what's the Doflamingo translation? I don't know it.
I'm going to look up Doflamingo bad translation.
I remember before, like early when One Piece was getting popular, there were a lot of sites that were translating Luffy as Rufy.
Yeah, because L's and R's in Japanese sound very similar.
Recording chat.
Okay, one sec. Oh my god. Tanjiato Lofulamingo. Wow.
And Bisoromi Bear, Sama. Well, okay.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, I get it. It's like, this is probably like the first wave of translations, maybe back in like 2002 or 3 or whenever these characters showed up. So it's like,
I don't blame them for trying their best.
No, they're not professionals. They did their best. And it's interesting how they decided to just translate Kuma as bear.
Yeah, because back in the day, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, this was like 2003, might have been some fans that are just learning Japanese and like, oh, his name is Kuma, which means bear. So that must be the, like, direct one-to-one. Yeah, and they're not wrong. Like, it's just that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like what they do, what they gotta do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we should,
recording. And then, okay, so then shall we migrate into that?
Yeah.
Right. So let me, sorry, I got an email. I just ran. Okay, cool. So, right, let's do 10 seconds of silence and then clap. 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, just signify the start of the show, and then let's do this. Sorry? 3, 2, wow, I'm sorry.